Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Good.
I think it's a yes to both of those. I think there's a lot of stuff that you guys may not notice, that my coaches may not notice, that I know I can improve on and do better at. And I think there's a lot of plays that I left out there last year and gives me something to kind of work on. And in terms of that, including in addition to leading and being more vocal and stuff like that, kind of stepping into a role now that I've, you know, had a good year, it's just time to build on that, not only as with my play, but also as a leader.
Kyle, when you came into the league, did you envision yourself playing this many spots, and has it grown on you? I mean, do you like it more than you thought, or is it something you always wanted? I'm just curious what you thought was going to happen as opposed to what has happened.
Yeah, I think at Notre Dame I did a little bit of everything, but coming into the league, you know, I really didn't expect to. I think I'm more expected to just play both safety spots. I think that was going to be the extent of my flexibility, but it's been awesome just being able to move around, learn more about the defense, stuff like that. And I just said something to somebody else over there, like, I just go week to week, just Monday meetings, come in, whatever they need me to do, if that's play deep, play in the half, play down the box, cover, whatever they need me to do. I'm here for it, and just want to get better at everything.
The speed of the defense from the sideline looks conspicuous, the secondary. Do you notice that from inside the secondary?
How do you mean conspicuous?
Fast.
Okay. I thought you were trying to say it was suspect. I was like, oh, wow. I didn't graduate. Can you repeat the question? Sorry.
This secondary looks fast.
Okay, there we go. Yes, it does look fast to me as well. It's kind of funny, you look around the room, and you know, Nate obviously ran 4.2. I'm probably the slowest guy in there, at least at the combine. But, yeah, we got Marlon in there. Marcus is running. Everybody's running in that room. And I think that's a big thing along with us conditioning and being out there getting a lot of reps. You know, running fast for a long time, not getting tired, is a huge advantage, especially going into later parts of the season. And, you know, let's just say that we can't get off the field in a series and we're going into play 13 in the high red zone and we need to stop. And that's something that we might have given up a touchdown on last year. And so we're just building on conditioning and add more speed to the room.
You said you're being attention-wise, it's not something you're really big into. We talked about that last year, but now that you've become a star in the league, what was it like going through the offseason in regard whether opportunities for things to do? Have you embraced that a little more, or you're still like, oh, God, this sucks?
Yes and no. I think it's kind of funny to see, I guess for lack of better words, just like notoriety that I've gotten just from playing well, and kind of almost feels like expected, like this was supposed to happen. And in my household, and my mom is just like, my dad, everybody's just like, yeah, you're supposed to get better year two and do well and get accolades. So that's just kind of what the norm was. I mean, it's obvious, I'm super grateful for it and everything that's come with it. I've always said I want to be rich, I don't want to be famous. So I mean, I think I'm cool where I'm at on the level of fame. Maybe could get even lower, but no, it's super exciting just to have the opportunities as well and be a part of all this.
Impression of Eddie Jackson.
Oh, Bojack. He's first practice he went out there, got a pick six, which was fire. He's a really cool dude. You know, it's always funny hearing him tell stories about college Marlin and how wild he was. And you know, he's kind of toned it down a little bit now. So, but he's another vet that we seem to do this all the time. Just get these vets that come here and do so much for us during the season. And it's going to be so big for us to have him as a part of the team. And with other guys in the DB room, we're just so deep at that in that room that it's just we can never get tired. We can never have somebody that's on the field that's a liability. It's just such a disadvantage for the offense to trot out the same people and have us rotating guys. And I think it's really special to have him rare.
Well, Marlon said he dropped about 10 pounds.
Marlon did?
Yeah. I guess, have you noticed it at all?
No, I mean, yeah, I actually did notice a little bit. He was getting a little gut last year. I mean, he wasn't playing a lot. I mean, he just had a little chunkiness, but he dropped it. He was at his property in Bama doing the workouts, and, you know, he's looking good. He's got the abs back. He's looking good out there. He's running. He's covering very well right now, and excited to see him this year.
Now, when you watch film from week to week, how much do you ever go to the coaches and say, like, I think this week if I do this, I can cause most damage? And are you looking forward to maybe, as you learn more, having even more input, like a back and forth with them about what you should do?
Not really. Honestly, I kind of let them do their job in that area. Also, I mean, I was in year two last year. Even though I was playing well, it's like kind of got to earn your stripes before you start doing that. So, but yeah, they did a great job just putting me where I needed to be and putting everybody in the position to be successful last year. So I really didn't feel a need to say that going into a game. If there were any disputes or confusion out on the practice field during a game week, they're all for us saying something, or we don't see it playing like this, we see it playing like that, and we'll change it for the game plan. And I appreciate them. And that's top to bottom with the offense as well. They do that in special teams. It's just it's a symbiotic relationship between us and the coaches for sure.
Kyle, you, in all seriousness about Marlon, you seem to be a guy who's one of his closest friends in the building. Did you sense last year how much he was annoyed that he wasn't able to be himself with all the injuries he was dealing with?
Yeah, I think he's still – I mean, he came in super young. I think he came in at 20, so he's going into year 8. He just turned 28, and he's still moving really fast. He's one of the fast guys on the team. And I think he hasn't had a ton of injuries besides the pec, I think, a few years ago. And it's tough to see a guy work so hard and not be able to reap the benefits of it. And he's one of those guys where he's the same guy every day. And you don't get a lot of them in the league. That's the same guy no matter what's going on, what his situation is. It's always about the team, and super fun to be around. And I don't think the Ravens are what the Ravens are right now without Marlon the past 8 years. And, you know, losing a guy like that in and out last year, it could be tough on the team. But for him, it didn't affect him at all in terms of his support for us. And he was always there, whether he was on the field or not, trying as much as he can to help. And whether that's making us laugh or actually helping with the coverage, I think that he does a great job of both of those. So, like I said, I'm excited for him to get back to who he is. I would say just letting us go out there and play. I think that's such a big thing that can get lost sometimes in defenses, because it's a very ego-filled business sometimes. And not saying that within the Ravens, just stuff I've heard, it's just like, we're going to do our defense this way, and this is how you're going to do it, and this is how you're going to play, and this leverage you're going to play, and that's it. It's no ifs, ands, or buts. And I think Zio and everybody in the room has done a great job of just saying, like I was saying earlier, like, what do you see this as? And I want you guys to be able to play fast. If I can simplify it for y'all, and not trying to dress up everything to cover every single play that the offense has, and just let y'all play fast, y'all are good enough athletes to go take care of it. So I think that's something he's done really well with, and he just does a great job of just managing everything. And I'm super excited for him.
All right, thank you, Kyle.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you.